Lutheran Hour Ministries, bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day.
Today's devotion comes from our international office in Guatemala. A text for this devotion from the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. The story which was told to me went this way. For as long as the little boy could remember, his mother had dressed him in red socks. There was never an exception to the rule. Any time the boy left the house, he was wearing red socks. Of course, such a thing made the lad the target of jokes and jibes by his friends. Finally, he asked his mother, "Why the red socks? Why am I the only one who has to wear red socks?" His mother replied, "It is for your safety. If you get lost or wander away, we will be able to find you easily. I will just tell people, look for the handsome little boy with the red socks." This story reminds me of Elijah, as in the Old Testament, he, like that little boy, felt alone and singled out. He thought of his faith like that little boy thought of his red socks. There was something which set him apart, something which allowed others to ridicule him, criticize him, and even seek his death. Elijah wasn't alone in feeling this way. Indeed, many of us have, at one time or another, felt that God had dressed us up in red socks of faith, that he expects us to do things which nobody else has to do. We had to go to church, we had to support missions, we had to behave, watch our language, do tons of things others don't. Even worse, those red socks of faith got us picked on. To any and all who say that, God replies, "I'm not forcing you to do anything. Your life, the things you do and say, should be a thankful response to what my Son has done through his life, suffering, death, and resurrection. And knowing that Jesus gave himself to save you ought to produce a positive reaction. If it doesn't, there's something wrong." I can tell you that the boy's story ended with him appreciating his mother, her thoughtfulness, and his red socks. You already know how Elijah's story ends. What we don't know is the conclusion of your narrative. Will the red socks of your faith be something you want others to see, or do you wish to hide them away? You know what the Lord wants. Do you want the same? We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today I give thanks for what Jesus has done for me. May my life be a proper and joyous response to the Holy Spirit's great gift of faith. Finally, dear Lord, when people see my red socks of faith, may they also see the wonders of your love. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.